everybody. It's the lockdown muck around. This is the grub. We are back again.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
We're going to have so much fun. Ben.
Oh, my God.
Edo.
Yeah. It's the juiciest muck around on the market.
Yeah. It's going to be juicy. It's actually going to squirt juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to squirt juice. And if you went into the vegetable store, you'd be looking at the muck arounds, the pile of muck arounds, and then you'd see this one at the back and go, oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to squeeze that.
Yeah, I've actually just gotten word this is an official muck around. This has been declared an official muck around.
Great. Well, I'll turn on the official muck around backing track.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
It's an official muck around. Ladies and gentlemen,
did you get that from the government?
Did I get this from the government?
Yeah.
I made this for the government. The government paid me money to make it.
Yeah.
Which state or federal government?
Federal government.
The federal government paid me money to make this official muck around song.
Yeah.
Does it have lyrics?
No, but it could.
Well, hang on. Hang on.
Here comes something.
Official muck around. Official muck around. Official muck around. I'm gonna fuck around. Muck around.
This bitch is pregnant. This bitch is big. This bitch is pregnant. This bitch is big. I got a bubber in the tubber and it's a grubber. And it's gonna come out and scream out, mama!
Official muck around. We got an official muck around. You better understand and muck around.
This is so fucking good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this official muck around. I want to jump right in because, Ben, you can stop the official muck around.
Yeah, I'm just
and can I just flag, Ben, just so you know that, like, disaster payments, they're not, like, that's not the government paying you to make, like, sounds.
But they paid
you've gotten a bit confused.
They paid me to make to – and with that money, I took out a little zip loan and bought this synthesizer.
Yeah. So but that's not the official. Isn't you're not funded by the government, or you're not doing official work for the government.
Oh, I think it is. I reckon it is actually. I think you're mistaken. I think you're jealous.
You've actually what's happened here is Ben is taking disaster payments and saying that means he's been funded by the government. And I mean in a sort of technical dictionary definition, I'm sure that could be correct, but in a sort of what we understand as being government funded.
Working for the government.
No one has gone, oh, Ben, you're good at making music. We'd like you to make music. Yeah. We'd request that you make music for us because no one would say that.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that. I mean, I could be the next Guy
Bo,
Sebastian.
Bo, right. What's the guy that?
Bo Burnham.
Yep.
He's the new Bo Burnham. He's Australia's Bo Burnham. Little Bo Burnham. So let's, I just want to get into this right now, Edo and Ben.
Yes.
In the folder, I've sent you information about a Google Drive folder.
Mm. This is good for the listeners. This is good. This is what they tune in for.
Yeah.
Actual admin.
Like yeah, live, exactly.
This like, is live.
Exactly.
Admin.
This is live. We're not stopping. The muck around doesn't stop. We don't fuck around with a muck around.
We go into folders.
Yeah.
Live to air. Yeah. Happy to.
Now I can't find it. I can't find the folder that I've created.
I've found it. I've got it.
So the script I've sent you now, obviously big news today, literally today, is Gladys Berejiklian, the Prime Minister of New South Wales.
Yes.
The Premier, if you will. I say Prime Minister of New South Wales. It's the terms are interchangeable.
Yeah.
It's neither here nor there.
As someone who loves to dabble in the field of satire, I wanted to be the first person in Australia to make a sketch about Gladys Berejiklian and the ICAT Commission.
Wow.
And just to show you how good I am at what I do and how amazing and groundbreaking this sketch is, I had finished writing this sketch before she had finished resigning.
Yes.
Wow.
That's how we work at the grub.
I want you to know that.
Wow.
I want you to know that when she got up and said, I knew that she was about to resign.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I knew that she was about to resign. I took out my laptop
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I started tip-tapping away and I've come up with this sketch.
Yep.
And that's where it is. I've labelled, you know, in the script here, Edo, you're Edo, Ben, you're Ben,
yep.
and Greg, you're Greg.
Well, it's already sounding very clever, yeah. like in yeah. terms of creativity and like character yeah. development but, and all that stuff.
But that might be confusing to you because Edo, you're Gladys and Ben, you're ICAC.
Okay. I'm the body.
Yeah, So you're ICAC.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want you to be confused because I wasn't sure if you would see ICAC and go, well, I'm not ICAC, I'm Ben. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Ben knows. I reckon Ben knows. Like he's auditioned for stuff and he knows about scripts and he knows that like if you go to a name and it's not your name, then that's but that's your character. I think Ben.
Sure. I'm just saying I didn't want to assume that. Because when you assume, you make an ass out of you. So I would like to do this. Do you want to give it a little introduction, Ben? Maybe some kind of like little musical sting?
I mean, I'd love to just...
little musical sting.
I'd love to just talk about where it is in the folder still because I can't find it.
It's in the folder. The folder is it's in the main folder, Grub Podcast, and then in Grub October 1st, 2021.
Yeah. Mm. Have you checked the folder?
Are you in the folder?
I'm in the folder. I'm scrolling.
The folder's called Grub October 1st.
Yes.
2021.
How's that?
I found it.
That's good. You found it? Grub October 1st, 2021. And then you'll see Gladys ICAC first sketch. It's the first official sketch of anywhere in this country, in the world
even. This just in, Gladys Berejiklian will now speak. Is that?
That's cool, but that's not really part of the sketch. Don't add elements to it that I haven't scripted.
You just want that sting.
Yeah, I want you to get like do a little thing, go, hey, welcome to this sketch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So if you,
And I feel for you, Greg, because this is the first Gladys sketch, but it's not going to hit the streets as fast as say Mark Humphreys or you know he'll be on 7:30 Report tonight. Well, this has got to go into the edit. It's got to come out by the time this comes out. This could be the 31st sketch.
Well, I'm hoping that it will be released. You know, I can put it out as a preview to the episode.
Yeah, Greg's got nothing going on right now.
Yeah, I'm in hotel quarantine. I got nothing going on. I'm playing a game called Mr. M&M's, and I'll talk about that more later because that's actually a segment. But apart from that, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah. So I think we're really over talking it. I reckon let's get into the sketch. Ben, let's you do a sting, and then we'll begin. Just follow the directions as they're written, and please don't muck around. I know we're in a muck around.
Okay.
We're in an official muck around, but at the same time, we don't have to muck around with the sketch. Don't muck around.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's now time for the sketch.
Hang on. Before we start,
what?
The stuff where it has like stage directions,
yeah.
I'll read them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so start again. Play the music again.
It's now time for a sketch.
Gladys is at the ICAC commission.
I'm Gladys. I've got coronavirus.
I'm ICAC. You are under arrest for corruption.
No, I'm gonna fart.
I'm shocked by this development.
Hang on. Sorry.
What?
I just feel like we haven't done the fart noises enough. Yeah, that's good. Now go.
Okay. I'm shocked by this. Sorry, am I ICAC?
Yeah, you're ICAC, but you're Ben. It
says
in the script.
Ben.
Yeah, I know, but
he made an assumption.
We've talked about this before, haven't we, Ben?
I don't know. We might have.
Yeah.
Can't confirm nor deny.
There was a conversation at the top of the sketch.
You're Ben, but your character is ICAC. Please continue.
I'm Ben, but I'm playing a character, even though it says Ben on the script.
Yeah, it says Ben on the script.
Because usually for an actor, it doesn't say that. It says the character name.
We talked. We just literally talked about this. That.
Okay.
Are you that guy from Memento?
Who's that? Guy Pearce? No, I'm Ben Russell. It says Ben on the script. It would say Guy Pearce if I was Guy Pearce.
Please, please help. Okay,
do you want to start again?
Satirical
start
sketch.
Again?
Yes, let's start again. Let's start. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Sorry.
Well, no, actually, I'm not sorry because you get extra sketch. You
extra get to hear
it more.
Yeah, because someone might have been like, "Oh, the first line was my favorite."
Yeah, yeah, and now they get to hear it again. Let's start again. Okay. Let's not make mistakes.
And I can do the fart sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll also do them because it's fun to do them.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
And now, time for a sketch, which I am called Ben in, but I'm playing a character.
No, you're called ICAC.
I'm called ICAC.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to start again?
No, just start
again.
We can't.
Start again. Start again. Well,
okay.
Just go again.
This is literally the last time. This is literally the last time. Don't.
Grub, 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 grub.
And go.
If you need to say, this is now time for a sketch.
Just go. Just go.
It's your line, Greg. Start again. Just start again.
It's it was.
It's your line. It's your line.
Oh, okay.
Just Ben, start again.
Okay.
Tell them it's a sketch because if they.
They don't know.
They don't. They might know.
You got to say it's a sketch.
Okay.
That's how you start every sketch. You say this is a sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for a sketch.
Gladys Berejiklian is at the ICAC Commission.
I've got coronavirus.
I'm ICAC. You are under arrest for corruption.
No, I'm going to fart.
I'm shocked by this development. ICAC will fart right back.
I'm ScoMo. I'm little ScoMo.
You're even more corrupt than we are, hamstrung by you, because functionally you are above the law.
That's right. I've been thrown under a bus to protect the feds. Can't wait to take a crushy private sector job for seven figures.
I'm ScoMo.
Oh, I thought this drink was a bottle of ICAC, but it turns out it's a bottle of Ipecac.
Ipecac, is that the drink that makes you spew?
Yep, it's the spew up drink.
Let's all spew up together.
And now you could play a little sting to end it.
Yeah.
Sketch is now over.
On reflection,
can
I like, you know, Ben, how sometimes you would do like, I'm ScoMo.
Yeah, well, I was a bit pissed off.
I think it might have made more sense.
I was doing that voice too, really, but as Gladys.
Yeah. Well, you're stealing my bits now.
I realize now that it probably would have made more sense for you to do your character of ScoMo.
Yeah. But I guess it's just repayment for getting oily at the live show.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I bring up something too? Like, I know it's a muck around and stuff, and it's a live app, and we're vibing and stuff. But we've, you know, on a number of occasions, we've had emails and messages from listeners saying, "I'm not going to listen anymore because of the spew noises."
Yeah.
Now, it's a podcast. We're trying to get an audience. You know, we try and get audiences in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we continue to do things, spews and farts.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, like, it might be time we sat down as a group and just said, do you want to keep making spew noises? You know, artistically, sure. You're like, the spew is more important. I don't care if I'm playing to no one.
Yeah, well, no one's doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's no podcasts out there that you can put your headphones on and listen to people make realistic spewing sounds.
Yeah.
I've not heard one.
No, because it upset. It, you know, we've had genuine upsetness, haven't we, from people?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Like real, like, you know, you made me be sick, like physically sick.
Mm.
And I stopped listening to your podcast and I stopped, you know, doing the Patreon, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So sure, I mean, we can play, we can stick to our artistic vision, I think, and just keep doing this. But
yep.
If that's the way we want to go, but we might have to accept that it'll just be us.
Mm.
Mm. Well, you know, it's like someone climbing Mount Everest. It's lonely at the top, but you can be up there and be alone and still go, look at what I've achieved.
Mm.
You can stand there and say, you know, I've done something so few others have done, and I've changed my life forever.
Yeah. For me personally, it's not about, you know, what's popular. It's about that one person that really likes it and bringing them joy. And bringing them happiness.
Who's that though?
His name's Craig.
His name's Craig, and he's out there, and he's loving it.
He's a mate. He's known him from back in.
And he absolutely adores it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we have a guest coming in.
Oh, do we? I was not informed of this.
No, yeah. Me either.
It is muck around, but you know what? That's because it's a muck around.
Yeah, it's just so it's we'll just have the light. Guest. We'll have the guest sting, and then
Ben, do you want to do a little sting and make some sounds and make the guest sort of come out?
Sure.
To like a bit of music. What's the guest name? Who's the guest? Do we know?
Crook Joan.
Sorry.
Crook Joan.
Crook Joan.
Crook Joan.
Yeah. We've
okay.
Got Crook Joan.
Here it is.
Okay, let's.
Oh no, I did that one already.
You've
sorry.
Already done that one.
I'm not prepared because I didn't think that we'd do stings, you know. But
feels like every other time we get.
Well, you know, I've been
always
about.
Just queuing up sounds.
Yeah, I know, I am.
Like,
okay,
it's constant.
I take one
like
foot off the gas
it.
Pedal.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they get you. Mm. You know.
I've been in bed.
Yeah, I've been. No, no.
The grub.
Okay, and now we have a guest here on the grub. This new person that we've never seen before called Crook Jones.
Crook Joan.
Crook, how are you? Crook Joan.
Actually, he's crook as a dog. Boys?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm as crook as a dog, and I cannot get to the bottom of it.
You're
I
right.
cannot get to the bottom of it.
You're crook like, as a dog.
Yeah, it's me guts. Mm-hmm. I'm squirting.
Ooh,
I got the trots. I got the trots. I got loose. Those stools are loose, and they, you know, and I'm running in and out, and you know, I need a bucket on my lap because I'm squirting and I'm spewing and I'm
bucket lap.
I just want to say you could as a fun way to say you've got loose stools is to say that my stools are looser than a crappy Kmart stool or something like that. You know, in a Kmart job. So why are you sick?
That's the thing, boys. I've been, you know, like I've been for tests, you know, I mean for endless tests. I've had the coronavirus test.
So it's not the Rona?
I have it every day, you know, because I think, God, this is, you know, maybe I got it yesterday and it hasn't shown up. Maybe I've got it today and it hasn't shown up.
Yep.
Then I'm like, there's something wrong with my mind.
Mm.
So I went and had an MRI and that comes back clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had the lungs looked at. I've had one of them asthma, you know, pump and how big's your breath and all this. And I'm just still as crook as an absolute dog and I cannot get to the bottom of it and I go to doctor from doctor to doctor. I've got, you know, I'm seeing people about eczema. I'm seeing people about, you know, hemorrhoids. They're coming out. And I can't, I cannot get to the bottom of it. The only thing I'm wondering is, and I know you're not doctors yourselves, but I'll just get your opinion on this. About 2 weeks ago, I went up to the local supermarket, the IGA, and
IGA.
I was in the meat section, and there was a you know, a tray of those pork and fennel sausages.
Yeah.
From, yeah, you know, yum, just your barbecue jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That were expiring that day.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I came home. I put them in the glove department of the car because I thought I was feeling a bit crook as a dog then.
Did you say the glove department?
Yeah, I might have, but I meant compartment. Okay. If I did.
Yeah.
And put them in there, and then about 10 days later, I was watching A Current Affair, and I went, oh, my sausages.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I ran out there, and I got them.
Yeah.
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 And I brought them in, and they were just, you know, like they were still in the tray, so I thought, good to go.
Wouldn't have jumped out. Mm.
No.
No, GTG. They were a bit white, I guess, and a bit
white, you know, sausages.
Did they have a slime to them when you took them out?
Yeah,
Did they smell?
Oh, yeah. Mm. And they were they weren't white when I bought them, but they were quite white when I got them out. And
yeah, they've
I
developed
them
a
up.
Whiteness, yeah.
They have a sour smell.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And I ate those about probably 5 days ago. But I don't know if it's that.
It is. Right. I would go so far as to say without question it
is
that.
Well, hang on a tick, Greg. You're not a scientist and you're not a doctor.
No, I'm not a scientist.
You're a
doctor.
Satirist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're right.
I probably rung the wrong podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not on the phone.
But again, without question, that's made you sick.
Do you think? Because, like there's, you know, because now I'm looking into things like Lyme disease and chronic fatigue and things like that. You know, and I'm going to start that process now.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what's going on in your body. I don't know if you've got other underlying conditions. Mm. But if you've put some sausages in a glove department or a glove compartment, any department or compartment.
Well, it could be the blood department. You can call it. Oh, that's the glove department.
Yeah, the glove department.
Yeah, because I do live in far north Queensland as well.
Yeah, so there's humid sort of humid heat, and the sausages have developed whiteness and sliminess and a proper stink.
Yeah.
That is called food poisoning. And you've got it.
Jury's out.
Mm. So
you could have a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's more that's what I'm saying, Ben. Mm. That's more likely.
Mm. Well, what about do you get into energies and stuff like that, like crystals? And okay. Crook Joan, we're going to have to let you go because we can't have you spewing up on this show.
Yeah, we can't have you spewing up on this show.
I
mean, that's disgusting behaviour.
It's just not something we can do.
Yeah.
You know,
I hope you understand that you've put us in a bit of a tough position.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks, Crook Joan.
If you come up with any idea.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Thank you, Crook Joan. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is The Grub. There's actually a new segment that's just come in. This is breaking news. This segment is called Edo. Can you go to the front door and check for Lloyd's Amazon package? He left it outside. Cheers.
I did hear the doorbell go, but I am a professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you getting these messages from?
Lloyd Langford texted it to me.
Yeah.
He said, if you get a break between recording sketches, what he doesn't know is that we're in a fucking –
we're
knee deep in a muck around.
We're
knee deep in an official muck around and there's not a break.
The non-stop sabotaging of my career by this guy is like, you're laughing. I was a very successful female comedian before.
Thank you for making the differentiation and calling yourself a female comedian. If you just said comedian, I'd be confused. I'd be like, what?
Oh, thanks. Thanks for mansplaining that back to me. But this guy's sabotaging my career, you know. He's yelling out while I'm on stage. He's trying to get in the middle of podcasts. He's like, no one sees it but me. That's just the thing with this gaslighting that goes on.
Yeah. You heard it here first. Lloyd Langford is gaslighting Edo and trying to destroy her career.
Speaking of gaslighting.
Do not support Lloyd, boycott Lloyd Langford.
Speaking I will go to the front door now,
Okay, so, Ben, can you play some front door music?
While Edo goes to the front door. Yeah, you're really putting me on the spot today. It's fun. It's nice. I like it.
You got to get on your toes.
There's a new one that
I whipped
up.
Muck around.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it. So this is like a track you've made.
This is a track that I made about Perth.
You're like the new Moby.
I am.
So what's it, why is it about Perth though?
Because I just spliced something about Perth in there.
Yeah. Does this capture how you feel about Perth when you're in Perth?
Yeah.
It's kind of funky, like it's kind of futuristic. Do you feel Perth is a futuristic place? Ben's just driving now. He's got his eyes closed.
I do, I'm just fucking in there.
He's just in the zone. He's the new Kanye, he's the new Moby. This...
It was going to the front door. Now she's backing
in. What's great about this is that Ben's singing has sort of no correlation to the music itself. Anyway, great track, Ben. Thanks so much for sharing us. That's Ben Russell, Australia's answer to Moby. Edo has got Lloyd's package there in her hands.
Who's interested in unboxing Lloyd's package while he's up the shop?
Please, ready? I've got a. Let's get another stinger in there for this.
Let's get an unboxing.
Let's get
an official muck around.
This is unboxing music here.
When I said to him, "What's coming from Amazon?" he said, "Oh, nothing, nothing." Like it was. All right, here we go. I'm going in there.
He's unboxing it now.
I've unzipped the bag. Here they come.
Oh, bag unzipped.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Looks like
typical.
CDs.
It's
CDs, even though I said no more CDs. He's trying to be elusive about it.
No more CDs. Did you have a CD fight?
Well, we've got too many CDs. The baby's going to, there's nowhere for the baby to sleep.
The baby can sleep on CDs. That's one of the.
I'm
going to
run you through the CDs now.
Let's go through CD review. Lloyd's CD review. This is a new segment. This is. I can't believe this is happening in an official muck around. Like, it couldn't have gone better.
Hubert Laws.
Hubert Laws.
Hubert Laws. Three albums in one. Morning Star, Carnegie Hall, the Chicago theme.
Is that a jazz? A jazz situation?
Is that a jazz sitch?
Probably. Milt Jackson, Sunflower, Goodbye. I think that's another double album.
Oh, wow. These are like big CD. Like they look like books, but CDs.
Yeah.
They're like big square packages.
Reanimator, Music to Slit Wrists By. That's
Reanimator.
Interesting,
isn't it? Is that a metal? Can you show it? Can you show the package? Reanimator, Music to Slit Wrists By. That sounds like an interesting, something I'd be interested in.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I don't know if these are. If this is a reflection of Lloyd's state of mind, this purchase, these CDs,
yeah, potentially, yeah,
might be.
It could be.
It's a message.
Lonnie Liston Smith, Love is the Answer. Well, that's a better sign, isn't
it? Yeah, there we go. He's gone through the depression and he's come out the other side.
Yeah.
I think he ordered this one, Music to Slit Wrists By, and then I came out of the bedroom in my underpants and he was like, oh, nah. Love is the answer.
Love is the answer.
He added that to the – this one's just called J-Rog, J.Rog. It's a green –
J-Rog.
J-Rog.
And it says
– Rog.
Laster's Choice on the back, disc 6.
That looks like a hip-hop situation for sure.
Yeah,
there's like gold and there's a crown.
Trims.
Is it Rog or Rock? Is it because I mean, like, is
Rog.
It two C's or is it two G's?
Yeah,
because of the
bad.
Font.
The fucking stupid font. I'm going to say rock, J-Rock.
Yeah.
Makes more sense than J-Rog.
Yeah. Am I the only one that's surprised that Lloyd's buying CDs?
No, Lloyd collects CDs.
He's collecting CDs.
He's a CD collector. I think it's great. I love it.
So many of them.
I got a lot of CDs at home. I stopped buying them, but I held out with CDs longer than most people.
And that's the end of the CD.
That's the end of the unboxing. And now I'm going to unbox my own box.
CD unboxing with Edo.
We got CDs.
Oh, man.
We got a bunch of CDs, and we're going to have a look at them with Edo. And we're going to see what they're like.
Since Ben got that synthesizer, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been really good.
You guys are just jealous because I got paid by the government.
I'm serious. What have we got
What's
next?
What's coming up next, boys?
Well, I've got a little sketch for y'all, which is what the Americans say. now, for the sketch, I want you to... yeah.
Yeah. What the Americans say.
Yeah.
Just give me a minute. Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm just carrying up sound effects.
Sorry, I just wipe away these tears. Yeah. Oh, what the Americans say.
Yeah, it's what the Americans might say.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, I just got it. Oh, that's funny. That's good.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It is funny, isn't it?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh. Say it again, Ben.
Y'all is what the Americans might say.
Classic. Oh, man.
Oh,
is that just what a thing that you said and then you're about to introduce a sketch? Like
I know,
that,
yeah, an
that
actual wasn't, sketch? Like that's not it. Sketch.
That's fucking cool, dude.
That's good. That's really good.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. It's nice to get some respect around here.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, man? What do you got on the agenda?
For this sketch, I want you guys to act, okay? Mm-hmm. You pretend like you're two policemen.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that. My dad's a copper.
Yeah. Mm. So you're two policemen. You're in a police station.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to cue up that now. So we have a little background music.
Yep.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Yeah. Sort of police station ambiance.
Yep. Police station ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play a telephone effect. When that happens, I want you to pick it up and you want to talk to the person on the other side.
Who's picking it up?
Who's picking it up?
I want you guys to improvise this.
No, I need a clear direction. Improvise.
No, figure it out with yourselves.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay. Okay, so now the sketch is about to start.
Okay, cool. Oh, g'day, Sergeant.
How are you? How was the weekend?
Oh.
How's that triple homie?
Oh, the triple homie. Yeah, no, it didn't go well.
No.
We caught the guy.
Have you put the report on my desk or
have I seen it? That's on your desk now, yeah. I don't know if you've had eyes across it, but, yeah, that's on your desk. Unfortunately, three deaths. Yeah, yeah, but
No one likes the triple.
No, it's no good.
Sorry to send you out on that one.
But we did catch the guy, so that's
Oh, that's good. And what's his name?
I'll get it. Okay, you get it. Fine. I don't care. No, I'm out.
It's gone. It stopped ringing. It stopped ringing. That could have been important information.
No, I just heard it again.
There it goes here. I'll get it. Hello? What? It's
You're
going again. Sorry, I can't. My arms have just gone numb. Can you get it? Oh.
You're going to have to speak up, mate. I can't. I didn't catch that.
I understand that you're looking for me.
Mate, we're looking for a lot of people at the moment with coronavirus and everything. We're looking for. Can you give us any more information? Your first name, please.
You don't want that information. I want you to catch me, because understand this, detective.
I'm not a no one here's a detective.
I'm a constable. He's an officer.
Understand this, constable. Every second.
Hmm. Well,
so can you give us a location to start with? Any location?
I mean, I just want to. I'd like to jump in here. The thing is, if this bloke's going to shit in his pants, I mean, that's really not a police matter.
It's actually not.
Yeah.
No,
like,
I mean,
especially.
If
are you doing it at home, or because that's fine.
Like,
well, again, as long as it's in your pants, then it's not really.
Can I clarify? You're staying within 5 meters of 5 kilometers of your house when you're doing the shit.
Look. This is a game of cat and mouse. Who's the cat? Who's the mouse?
Mate,
whatever the case may be, I will take a big steamer right in my pants. I won't even wear underwear, but I will squeeze a big boy right out of there. I've been eating a lot of fiber.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Mate,
I really want to cut you off there, mate, because we are not going to be playing some kind of cat and mouse game with you. We are just simply not going to respond to this.
Simply not a police matter. And I've got, you know, I'm up to my eyeballs in.
Yeah.
I've got protests happening in the city. Mm. I've got, there's other things that.
Yeah. We just had a triple homicide. It's just not something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
What do you
mean it's going to cost?
Every day.
You're going to punish us?
Now.
Are you shitting your pants right now?
Again, not a police matter. That's a private, you're a private citizen.
You're
operating
entitled to
within
do that.
The realm of your own home.
I feel like Jesus Christ on the cross.
Yeah.
I'm dying for your sins, and I'm purifying this unholy world by taking
I mean, I'm sure you are, but again, not a matter for the police.
All right, mate.
And
mud pie.
Probably more a matter for your wife, if we're honest. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, mate. We're going to have to terminate the call. We're going to have to free up this line. As I say, we have a triple homicide to deal with.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm serious about it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get back to doing real police work.
Is anyone going to eat that donut?
A battle for supremacy is inevitable.
What was that sound that you just played?
Sorry, then? I didn't mean to press that.
Or was that going to be a sort of...
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a sting.
Yeah. Or just play some kind of sting. That's sketch over, I guess.
Yeah, sketch is over.
Sketch over. I like the satirical point at the end there, or Edo, with the eat the donut.
Thank you.
No worries. If you just want to play a sting, Ben, just to close it off.
Sketch is over. Sketch is over. You better watch out, because we're coming back. But we're coming back as ourselves. We're not acting. Anymore. You're listening to the group.
Now, I've got a game.
Greg's got a small dick.
No, I don't. I've got a game that I've been playing in my hotel quarantine.
All right.
And I was wondering if you'd like to play the game with me. It's a game I've invented.
Love to.
It's something
love
I've been
to.
Doing. I've been having a lot of fun playing it. The game is called Mr. M&M.
Oh my god. Everything's just keep everyone's everything's sorry.
I've got a yeah.
Sorry.
Fine.
There we
Everything
go.
Kicked in. It's
Can we
fine.
Have a yeah. different a different kind of song? For Mr.
Yeah.
M&M?
Yeah, I've got a okay, I've got a different song.
Yeah. If we could just get a different kind of song for Mr. M&M. For the official muck around. It's just that it's an official muck around, you know. It's not.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Yeah.
Official muck around, Mr. M&M. Watch out. I'm gonna suck off everyone.
Please don't. Okay, thank you, Mr. M&M. As you can see here, I've got a bag of.
Ooh, the nut ones.
Peanut M&M's, my favourite.
Ooh.
Nut ones. I like the plain, personally.
No, nut ones. Nut ones are the best.
And so here's the game, right? Here's the game I've been playing, and I've been playing this for quite a few days.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you've got M&M's and we don't, so you feel like you're at an advantage to start with.
Well, yeah, it's. I mean, it's easy. It's easy to play.
Okay.
So I take two M&M's.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Like this. Then you have to look at them, and then you have to go, which one do you think is more of a Mr. M&M, and which one is just a regular M&M? And then you decide. So I've got a yellow M&M. Oh, I'll just get a different one, actually.
Hang on, but what's a
yellow one and a green one.
What's a Mr. M&M?
Oh,
what's
whatever you think. Like, I'll sit there and go, you're a Mr. M&M.
Is the other one a Mrs. or is the other one just a normal?
No, the other one's just a normal M&M.
So, non-gendered.
I'll separate them into piles of all the M&Ms and all the M&Ms Misters. You know, Misters, M&M. So which one do you think is the Mr. M&M of the green one? Like, which one do you look at and go, ooh, hello, Mr. M&M, and which one do you look
this
at and go?
This is a visual game.
Very visual.
This is a podcast.
Yeah. And you're the only one that's got chocolates and I'm pregnant.
This feels like another nugget scenario.
Yeah. It's not a nugget scenario.
It is a nugget scenario.
It's not a nugget scenario. This is a game I've been playing in quarantine.
And I know you're not allowed to get Uber Eats. I know you're not allowed to get Uber Eats.
He is allowed to get Uber Eats, actually.
He's not. He's not allowed to get Uber Eats.
They changed the rule. It's so good.
They changed it specifically for Greg.
I got green and yellow.
Green is Mr. M&M. Green.
Okay.
What? You didn't even eat it. You're putting it in a pile.
No, I'm putting them into piles to find which one's the Mr. M&M and which one's not.
Mr. M&M.
Now I've got red and orange. Ben, you got to pick which one's Mr. M&M.
Orange.
I mean, that's a massive packet of M&Ms. Are you going to go through every...
M&M. Now we got a blue and a yellow M&M.
Well, obviously blue is a Mr. M&M.
Okay. We can stop Mr. at any time. M&M. Is that enough M&Ms?
Oh, I want to stop right now.
Okay.
I'll stop.
Well, then here are the three winners of Mr. M&M.
Is there different outcomes for them?
Mr.
Like,
what do you mean? M&M.
No, like, it's just to find out who's Mr. M&M.
Yeah, but is it that they're not going to get eaten or they're going to get eaten second?
No,
or
eventually I'll just eat them, but it's just like they can – so you can see here there's a there's a green M&M, an orange M&M, and a blue M&M.
Can you do a sting, Ben, that signifies that this segment is over, please?
Yeah, of course. More of a song about how here they are, it's the Mr.'s M&M, like good on them kind of thing, like presenting the Mr. M&Ms.
That's the game I've been playing.
Really, in quarantine all day.
That like might have blown out a little bit on my end with sound wise, so I apologize for that one.
No. No, that's okay.
Oh, shit. It's the Grub.
It's me. I'm the Grub.
Hello, Grub. How are you?
Hey, Grub. What's going on, Grubby?
My family died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, all of them.
How many in your family?
They're all dead.
Yeah, it's all of them at once, and I don't know how to cope, and I don't know who to turn to. Someone got those.
Oh my god, Grub. How many members of your family died?
Someone got those 14.
Wow. 14?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Someone got those bacterial wipes and put them in the bathroom instead of toilet paper.
Oh, no. And they wiped their bottom with bacterial wipe. The bum.
At a family function that we shouldn't have been having on Grand Final Day. I'm sorry.
We're having a gathering on Grand Final Day. And then someone wiped their bum with...
Several bums got wiped.
Antibacterial wipes. And
yeah, they're the enemy of the people, the bacterial wipes. Just use toilet paper. Why do people need to wet their ass?
And those wipes...
Sorry, that was me.
Those wipes tend to clog up toilet systems as well and sewer systems. They're not flushable.
They're not friendly. You
know, they kill my family.
They kill the Grub's family. Yeah. Wow. Because were your family sort of...
Go D's, of course.
Yeah. Were your family inside the anus at the time?
Everyone was in... Everyone gathered in the one ass.
But what I'm saying is, was the person wiping their ass?
I'm the only one that's been vaccinated.
You were vaccinated against antibacterial wipes?
Yeah. No one else was, and they all died in front of me.
Well, that's it. I mean, get the jab.
If you're a grub,
get vaccinated against antibacterial wipes.
And go D's.
But what I'm interested in, Grub, because... The person's wiped their ass with an antibacterial wipe and your family were inside the ass.
Yeah.
Have they put the wipe on a stick and inserted it into their ass? How has this happened?
They use it. Some people get on there, put it around their finger and really get in there.
And
I saw my father being prodded and he was screaming.
That's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of takeaway messages here. First of all, if you're a grub that lives in an ass, get the jab.
Yeah.
And if you're someone
who's... Not AstraZeneca.
And
You can clotter.
Yeah, you don't want to clot up. You don't want to see grub clotted up. Yeah. See, Ben's all sick and dying from the AstraZeneca. Maybe that was what happened to Cook Joan. But also, don't put... things up your ass to clean it. Your ass can be a little dirty inside.
That's where we live.
That's where grubs live.
Grub, listen, you must be in a lot of pain. One of the most most effective cures for the blues is cabaret. So I thought that I would sing a little cabaret song for you.
Oh, this is good. This is a good idea.
It feels wrong, but I'll listen.
No, I think it's a good idea, Grub. Please listen.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming. This goes out to the Grub.
I feel worse. Dad!
Little Grub. Look at you there, all alone.
Where? Here?
No place to go.
Me?
Sweet Grub.
Yes?
family dead.
I know.
All of them dead.
Yes.
Your whole family never coming back again.
Yes.
Never sharing a memory. Of mine.
That's me.
Don't cry.
Yay. Okay.
Get in my arms.
Okay.
Now.
I will.
I'm your family now, Grub. Live in my asshole.
I will.
I love you, Grub.
I love you too.
Oh, sweet Grub of mine.
Yes.
I'm your family.
Me to tears.
So now
tears
the grub
that I cried out of my dick.
If someone
in the form of this.
So if someone could update the grub wiki or with letting us know that the grub now lives in my asshole.
Yeah, there's a change after 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel vibrant.
Mm. Yeah, you feel fresh.
I feel vibrant and
you
free.
You look like you just had a big cry out of your dick in the form of piss.
I really did. Is there anything more pressing that we wanted to get to on this muck around?
Let me see. I've got a list. I've got if you want to have a look at it and just see what I've put down.
Well, you want to go through the folder again for the people at home? Or?
I've got no. I've got a list. It's not in the folder. I haven't updated the folder. But this one, I've got poop vampires.
Yep.
Mm.
Vampires that will need to. They'll need to eat your shit.
Yep.
Or take your shit or steal it anyway. COVID clown doctors, where are they?
I think that works as a bit of a tweet or just saying it and then that we've done it kind of thing.
Well, then that's done. That's a that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean that just paid for itself.
That's a gag that happened and you've said it as a gag and that's
right. It's resolved itself.
And I'm starting a service to that someone could pay $50 and I'll call whoever they want and tell them to fuck off.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think that's good for a, I mean, hell,
I mean, I'd like to play that one out live. I'd like to play it out now.
Okay.
And I'd like you to call Lloyd.
Yeah.
Live to air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can make that happen, I don't know if we can get
we
the
can
sound.
We can totally make that.
How do we do that? Totally just put your phone on speaker, I think. You know,
just,
would be should I just do that?
Old school, up to the microphone. Yeah,
okay, I won't do anything fancy.
Yeah, don't do anything fancy. Call Lloyd, tell him to fuck off. But you have to pay $50, Edo.
I'll transfer it now. Okay,
you have
so
to
I'm
transfer the money.
It.
Like, you can't,
what's,
it has to be pure.
What's Lloyd's number?
Give me the number.
I've got it here. I'll bleep it out. I'll just tell you and then I'll bleep it out.
Okay, good. I can hold it up to the. Why don't I just hold it up to the window?
Oh, that's
for
good.
You.
Yeah, yeah. Get it in there. Okay.
Oh yeah. There we go. Hello. Keep okay, it steady. So, oh, there.
Keep it safe. Good, keep it safe.
Oh yeah. Four. bit of fun.
But here's. I think we got to have ground rules here. If Edo's paying you $50, you can't. You can't go. Oh, I'm doing this because Edo's paid me, or as a joke for the grub. You have to call him and just go fuck off, mate.
And then I also know
I want to hear his reaction.
The money I'm spending, I want you to say hi. It's hey man, it's Ben Russell, and then I want you to say fuck off.
Yeah,
okay.
Because
I just want to tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, okay. Just calling. Right.
And then let's hear his reaction, but not. You don't have to get into a discussion about it. You know. This is good. We can hear that. We can hear that. Oh no! What if he doesn't answer?
Hello, is this Lloyd Langford?
Yes.
Lloyd, it's Ben Russell here. Just calling you as a part of a service to tell you to fuck off.
Okay.
Yeah. How's that make you feel?
Confused.
Yeah, you confused. Any other emotions? Talk it out.
A very, very slight arousal.
A slight arousal. Mm. Just a little sniff.
A curiosity about the wider world.
Mm. Well, that's. I mean, this is all. These are all kind of positive things. I hope that maybe it's brightened your day a little bit.
Well, I'm walking home from the supermarket, and it looks as if a massive downpour of rain is imminent.
Mm.
So I might have to change my plans.
Yeah, you actually do have to fuck off.
Is this because the borders with the UK have reopened?
No. This is. I didn't even realise that the borders of the UK have reopened. I just I was just calling you. You know, I do a little service where I, you know, call people and tell them to fuck off, and your name come up, and I'm a professional.
Have you been doing that alphabetically?
No, you're my first customer. Well, at least my client is the first customer. I can't reveal.
Can you give me any clues as to the?
I'm sorry, that's against my client confidentiality that I have.
That would breach data protection.
Yeah, I'm a professional. You understand.
Okay, so we'll do it like hangman.
Sorry.
Let's tell do it him like how hangman. Much. I give you a letter. Do you tell me you have written their name or not?
Well, I can't.
Tell him how much it was.
It was $50, by the way. It was 50. What's that noise?
That was a train.
A train. So we know where you are. All right. I'm not gonna disclose my client's identity. Stiff shit. And
can you pass on a message to them from me?
Yes, of course.
Without incur server.
No. I can absolutely pass on a message.
Tell them to shove it up their hoop.
Shove it up their hoop.
Yes.
Okay, I will. I hope you have a great day. And it was actually great to talk to you, and I hope to see you in the future.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Take care.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Oh,
I think that's
is money well spent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm going to be the only one taking up that service, Ben. I think you're going to be busy, mate.
Yeah, well, let us know. Hit us up on the Discord or, you know, send it to, I've got an email, bondmember69@gmail.com. Mm. And that's my professional email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a great way to end the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shove it up your hoop.
Shove it up your hoop.
Oh, yes. By the way, Lloyd asked me to tell you to shove it up your hoop.
Yeah,
fucking hell.
We did hear that.
Yeah,
there's okay. A baby in there.
I just want to give a big plug to if you're listening to this on the Patreon, then cool, good for you. Mm. If you're not listening to this on the Patreon, you're just listening to the free version. Mm. You would have been able to listen to it sooner if you'd signed up to the Patreon. And
plus all the bonus chats,
you'd be able to listen to weekly bonus episodes every single week. We talk and chat and just talk
have
it
noises.
Out. Yeah. Just on the noises. Patreon.
Yeah.
So get on the Patreon if you're not on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Get online.
Get online.
And check out The Simpsons.
Check out The Simpsons. Thank you so much for enjoying our big muck around, our lockdown muck around. Ben, do you want to play us out with a goodbye song?
Yeah, sure. No, not that one. No.
No. No, I like that kind of.
You like that loud? Which one did you like?
That sort of there was one with a little Latin American flavor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, this one. No. Okay. No. Wait.
Oh wait. That was
no.
No. Smooth. Oh yeah.
Hey there, guys. Thanks for listening to the Grub. I hope you're feeling good and you're not in hotel quarantine.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, I know you are.
Wandering around, having a good time. It's the Grub. Suck shit, idiot. The Grub. You're listening to the Grub. Suck my dick, lick my ass, eat my pussy, go down on my mom. You're listening to the Grub. Why don't you just fuck off and stop bothering everyone around you? You're listening to the Grub. Watch out!
Good stuff. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Thanks so much. Great job. God bless you all. Tomorrow night is ladies' night, where all the ladies dress in hats.